This is Ozarks at Large. Residents of Zinc, a small community located on the eastern edge of rural Boone County, are publicly declaring for the first time that their town has no association with white nationalists. Zinc has long been identified as the headquarter location of the Knights Party, a Ku Klux Klan faction, which operates a compound north of town. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich traveled to Zinc during the Labor Day weekend to report on what locals refer to as their true history.
A freight train hauling lumber and crude oil rumbles through the small forested town of Zinc, Arkansas this hot late summer afternoon along the Missouri Pacific Railroad. Beyond the rail crossing, a low water bridge crosses Sugar Orchard Creek, a popular swimming hole. Nita Gould stands beneath an old suspension footbridge which hangs high above the creek used for safe passage during high water.
It was built in 1927. This is the oldest surviving suspension bridge of its type in the state of Arkansas, and it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Founded in 1904, Zinc was once a prosperous zinc and lead mining town up until the Great Depression. A short walk up the mountain beyond the creek, Gould shows us her restored ancestral home, built 1917, also on the National Register.
Welcome to the Elliot and Anna Barham House of Zinc. It's faux Victorian, which makes it basically a symmetrical house with gingerbread trim, and it's kind of like a shotgun house.
Because if you stand on the front porch and aim a shotgun through the open front door, you can see straight through the parlor, past several bedrooms, a kitchen, back porch, and into the backyard, overlooking the home of her great-grandfather, Elias Barham, founder of Zinc circa 1890.
He homesteaded 160 acres in 1890 and had several sons, five to be exact, one of whom was my grandfather. When my grandfather and my grandmother got married, they built this house that I have now.
After inheriting this house from her aunt Geneva Barham, Nita Gould, a Tulsa native, set about unearthing Zinc's history.
There were actually three general stores at its height. There was a barber shop. Of course, the railroad depot was there. There was a hotel, a post office, a blacksmith. There was a school. You saw the foundation of that. A church. Later, the community building was built. And in the 1940s, there were canning factories here.
But much of the town was swept away by a devastating flood in 1927. A derelict community center built around 1910 still stands on the town square, along with City Hall. The old Barham Brothers store, built 1903, is now a private residence. A few 20th century frame houses and later mobile homes replaced some of the historic structures lost in the Great Flood. Of the 50 or so residents who now reside in Zinc, most commute for work, returning home to enjoy the peace and quiet. Except lately?
So as you can see from this map, here is Zinc, and way up here on the Lead Hill Road is where the Klan's compound is located.
Referring to the Knights Party, a Ku Klux Klan faction founded by Christian Identity pastor and Detroit, Michigan native Thomas Robb. Robb, who sells KKK memorabilia and memberships on the internet for income, often preaches online, here with son Jason Robb, about the threat of white genocide caused by race migration and race mixing.
And so our people have always developed rich, beautiful cultures. And when you have a population replacement, that is a form of white genocide. Because the goal is to destroy those people, our white people. That's the ultimate goal.
The Knights Party, which lists its mailing address in Harrison, is often linked to Zinc, which is why this summer a Black Lives Matter group showed up in Zinc to confront the Klan, which operates 3 miles away.
No justice!
No peace!
Please let us know the KKK has got to go!
At that protest, armed paramilitary swarmed Zinc's white gravel roads, blocking access to the Robb family compound. Then again, over Labor Day weekend, heavily armed, self-described Arkansas Patriots set up camp on Zinkstown Square. They were responding, they said, to rumors of a planned violent confrontation with the KKK organized by a rogue Black Lives Matter activist based in Harrison, which never materialized. A Patriot spokesperson says they were invited by Zink's mayor to protect the town, but the mayor says that's not true.
Randy Henderson, mayor of Zink. It's nice, quiet, peaceful. We like it.
Henderson, who served as mayor for 2 years, works with the town council.
You know, we're trying to make it a better place. I mean, you know, we're redoing our city hall. We're trying to get a community building built, you know, a new one where the fire station used to be that burnt. So we're just, you know, trying to clean it up and straighten it up.
The mayor says townspeople want nothing to do with the Klan.
I don't like it, you know. I mean, Zink's just like any other town, except for we're just small. You know, we know each other. You know, we don't hate nobody.
The mayor agreed to meet to speak out against the Klan, but others declined, fearing retribution. Marion Newman, however, is not intimidated.
Yes, I was born in Zink.
Born April the 2nd, 1940.
You can take your kids and you can just turn them loose and they can go play in the creek and you don't have to worry about them because everybody in the neighborhood looks out for them. You don't have to worry about anybody coming through and grabbing them because somebody's going to be watching for the kids.
Newman left Zink as a young man to find work, but eventually returned home for good with his spouse Victoria, serving as mayor for a time and fire chief. Newman is frustrated by what's happening in Zink, especially this summer.
I'd like for all these people that's come down here to do all the political stuff, leave us alone and go away.
Tommy Rawls, also a native, and spouse Jennifer have also raised a family in Zink.
I've moved away a time or two, but I always come back. And the last time was, I was just like, you know, it's home. I'm going back home. This is where I was born and raised.
Rawl says he wants to set the record straight on his town.
Number one, in my 45 years, Tom Robb has never had anything to do with Zink, Arkansas. He lives about 3.5 miles up a county road out of Zink. The man himself should put the world straight. He should tell the world, hey, no, Zink is not my hometown. No, I don't have nothing to do with Zink. But he doesn't. You know, when you have something like this happen, it just makes the whole town look bad. And it's a misperception, 100%. Everything that you hear mostly on the radio, news, and all that stuff is not correct.
As for Nita Gould, whose ancestors settled Zink?
What I want people to know is that Zink has its own history, its own past.
Which she likes to refer to as true Zink. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Nita Gould is the author of Remembering Ella, a murder mystery set in 1912 Boone County, chronicling the rape and dismemberment of teenager Ella Barnum, Gould's distant cousin, published in 2018 by Butler Center Books.